In the U.S., too, correspondent Chris Mavridis in Toronto.
Ontario powers about 1.5 million homes and businesses in New York, Michigan, and Minnesota, but that could soon cost customers in those states a lot more. The province is threatening a 25% surcharge on that exported power if Donald Trump's tariffs drag on through the spring. And if that doesn't work, Ontario is warning the governors of those states it won't hesitate to shut off their power completely.
Americans could start to feel the impacts first from Mexico, CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
So much of our fruits and vegetables, they come from Mexico. I think that's where you start to see the prices jump pretty quickly with perishable items.
There was a hint today that things could get settled. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick on Fox Business said the president could work out a compromise with the other leaders.
Trying to figure out, is there a way in there that he can come in the middle where he'll give the Canadians and Mexicans something, but they've got to do more. They've got to end fentanyl death.
The president will go before a joint session of Congress in a few hours, Linda Kenyon reports.
The theme of the speech is renewal of the American dream. It comes after the president's whirlwind short time in office. Among other things, the president is expected to tout his perceived victories, like shrinking the size of the federal government and imposing trade tariffs. He's also expected to lay out his vision for the country, including efforts to end the war in Gaza. The speech comes as Trump's job approval ratings have dipped.
Ukrainian President Zelensky posted today that he regrets the shouting match in the Oval Office last week. Correspondent Weijia Jiang reports his comments come as President Trump pauses assistance to Ukraine.
He also praised the president's leadership and talked about how, you know, he is ready to find a quick end to the war. And so we'll have to see whether Trump hears that message and decides to resume aid and also decides to put the minerals deal back on the table, which, of course, he yanked off after he and Zelensky and Vance had that very public confrontation.
Arab leaders today endorsed Egypt's post-war plan for Gaza. It would allow Palestinians to remain in the territory while it is rebuilt. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A survey highlights widespread abuse in college sports. Correspondent Michael George has that.
Nearly one in five college athletes say they've experienced verbal or nonverbal abuse from a coach. A survey by the British Journal of Sports Medicine questioned NCAA athletes and found the rates of abuse were higher in team sports. The research showed that abuse can affect an athlete's mental health, quality of life, and well-being in adulthood.
Obesity has doubled over the past three decades. Now researchers say more than half of all adults and a third of children will be obese by 2050. And one concerning trend, a surge among children, especially boys. If you're having trouble sleeping, a new study finds resistance exercise could help, especially in older adults. Sleep quality tends to decline with age. Up to one in five older adults has insomnia. Resistance exercise includes a mix of strength training and aerobic. This is CBS.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Areas of rain tonight, eventually mixing with and changing over to snow into tomorrow. Temps will fall out of the 40s tonight and tomorrow into the 30s. Breezy at times as well, with gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Currently 40 degrees.
Many songs just paint a mental picture as you go back over the years. For me, that's one of them. The Fifth Dimension with Aquarius. I can still picture a beautiful summer, probably a June morning in my parents' backyard, looking out over the freshly mowed grass and the dew still drying out there. And hearing that song play, probably right here on WRJN, The Fifth Dimension again. You're home for local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Glad you're here. Spend a little time with us on Tuesday night. Going to rain for a while, all the way into tomorrow. Then the weather takes like that wicked change for tomorrow. We'll keep an eye on that. Maybe a little dusting of snow, but blustery and a winter storm to the north of us. Nonetheless, we are here to ride it out with Jackie DeShannon now. Put a little love in your heart, WRJN.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait and see. Another day goes by. Children cry. Put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. All the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait. Good look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place. Just wait.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
Magazine's home for local news and now timeless hits, too. We're WRJN, going to climb the corporate ladder here with the chairman of the board.
Thank you.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Now, people still talking a little bit about the concert that was down at the Genesee Theater last Friday night. Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits got great reviews. The association, they were still fun to see, I understand. Maybe lost a step over the years and all that touring the bands from the 60s had to do. But nonetheless, people still had a great overall impression of that concert with the association. And Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits last week. We're looking forward to giving away more Turtles. Yeah, the Happy Together tour tickets. And a few more surprises coming up over the next few weeks as far as great entertainment coming to Southeast Wisconsin. Keep listening or check our website for updates at WRJN.com.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, keeping that happy oldies feeling going tonight.
I love, I love, I love my calendar girl. Yeah, sweet calendar girl. I love, I love, I love my calendar girl. Each and every day of the year. January, you start the year off.
WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. A lot of people thought when that song first came out, 67, 68, that it was the Beatles because they didn't know Badfinger. I mean, nobody knew who Badfinger was. They were a new group, right? Well, it turns out that the song got lots of airplay because it sounded like the Beatles. And then we found out it sounded like the Beatles because not only did George Harrison produce it, he played guitar on it and several other Badfinger songs, too. Nonetheless, today we know who it is, still love it, no matter who. Day After Day from Badfinger, WRJN, local news, timeless hits, even some sweet soul music. Songs from Tommy James and the Shondells on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. And now a song that's just set for the nighttime from Neil Diamond. Obviously, it's all about the nighttime.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. Them with your youth, they see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye, with hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree, and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee. Mm.
Johnny Rivers, WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Paul Harvey with the rest of the story. Now twice each day, weekday mornings at 7:25, sponsored by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, and weekday afternoons at 12:05 with the Racine Disc Center sponsoring the 12 noon report. Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story had a home here on WRJN for over 50 years. Now it's back. If you miss it on the radio, you can find the weekly shows all lined up and ready to play on demand online at WRJN.com.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Kenny Rogers, before he went all country, was with the First Edition, of course. Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. A lot of great First Edition songs that Kenny Rogers was singing lead vocals on. I mean, they rocked when they first came out. And, of course, he mellowed out The Gambler and all the other great country songs he came out with. Here they are tonight, though. Don't Take Your Love to Town. WRJN, local news, timeless hits, The Beach Boys.
Girls are hit by really
Hits on WRJN, 8 o'clock news, just moments away. We'll be back right after that with a great lineup of timeless hits, including the Four Tops. I've got the Shy Lights and Sam Cooke all coming up, too, all after the news here on WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
You really should accept this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary. Keep on trying. I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad. And smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary. I guess you're lonely now. Love's coming to an end, but darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary, you must keep on trying. I know that he hurt you bad.
you know that she's
just my style.
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style.
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine, so fine. Other guys who meet her may not think she's much to see. Always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump will address a joint session of Congress and the nation 1 hour from now. It's his first speech to lawmakers since he took office for a second time 6 weeks ago. Senate Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
Leadership matters, and I think you're going to see great, strong leadership tonight.
Senior administration officials tell CBS News that the president will speak about his administration's work so far, the economy, immigration, and foreign policy. CBS's Jennifer DePinto with key findings of a new CBS News poll.
Heading into President Trump's speech, we asked Americans what they want to hear about, and the number one thing was lowering prices. 70% say it's important for the president to talk about that. It's an issue Americans say should be a high priority for President Trump, but relatively few think he's prioritizing it a lot. People also want to hear the president talk about Medicare and Medicaid.